Okay, as most of you know, I was in New York last week, and the 400 emails that I got, I was wondering if I should have not missed that jet home. But I did. And I won't make a John Rocker comment, by the way, since there's a press, but I did go to the Yankees game, and I did take the subway down, and it was the D train, I believe, the D. Farmers Market update. There was an application for the Farmers Market at the church. I'm going to ask Jennifer to do a quick review. I know I've read the emails on all sides of this thing, but let me have Jennifer speak to us to a minute. I would like Jennifer just to review that piece of the code for us and the public. And then we'll have an update. I'll call on Councilman Ross for that update, and we'll move on.
Thank you. Last week, we received an application from the Spruill Green Market to locate at the St. Patrick's Episcopal Church for a period not to exceed 90 days and otherwise in compliance with Section 4-50, which I did bring copies of tonight if you'd like a copy of it. Since they weren't in compliance with all of the existing regulations that the city had adopted, the permit was issued on Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you for that, Jennifer. So there is a legal permit in place as we speak. With that, I will feed here to Councilman Ross for an update.
During the time and after the permit was issued, which I believe was issued in accordance with our code ordinances, I have been talking with the owners of the land adjacent to the post office in Dunwoody Village about the possibility of the farmer's market being located there. If you know the area, if you're facing Dunwoody Village Post Office, to the right, there's a retention wall, a retainer wall there, cross-tie type wall, and beyond that is an entrance where you can take that through there to Dunwoody Village Parkway. In talking with the owners of the property, they have graciously agreed that the farmer's market would be welcome there. In fact, they've written a letter to that effect. And so the farmer's market, I met also with the farmers, the Dunwoody farmers marketeers, and they have agreed that as soon as we can get the property cleaned up, it's going to take a little bit of trimming some trees and cleaning that up, and I'm going to ask the Dunwoody volunteer corps if they would chip in on this. We'd like to get this done as quickly as we can. But they are planning to be open at the St. Patrick's Church on Wednesday the 13th, and they would like to open at Dunwoody Village at that location on the 20th. So they will be locating there. There won't be any controversy about that location because it's absolutely in a commercial area, and they have absolute rights to locate there without that property. So with that, the farmers have agreed to that. They've sent an email to me to that effect, and I've copied all the council members on that. So we should be in shape so that it will remove all the controversy associated with being in St. Patrick's and bring it to a place where I think, A, they're going to do more business because it's more centrally located. It's a much better location. It has some issues regarding bathroom facilities and everything, but I've made arrangements with one of the businesses nearby across the street that they can use their bathrooms. And so I think the place should be very comfortable, and the farmers are very comfortable with it. Corrine, that spoke eloquently last meeting, is very happy with that, and she is pleased to have a home that she can call home for the next for the rest of this year, which is what the agreement was with. The agreement that we had under this ordinance would only be for a 90-day period of time, and they want to operate for a much longer period of time than that, and this provides them that vehicle as well. So it was a win-win-win situation for all parties. And I think everybody, and we didn't have a lot of people in public comments on the front end. Had this not been done, we would have had a whole line of people out that door in public comments on both sides again. But I want to thank the owners of that property for getting us permission to use it.
And thank you, Councilman Ross, for bulldogging another solution for the farmer's market that may be more amenable. And yes, Robert.
I'm delighted, and thank you. I think this is a great outcome, and I think everybody should be pleased with it. I do think that we may want to look at changing the code so that in the future, if somebody wants to do this, it's not a process of a 90-day temporary permit provided by staff, but instead is a process that has a public hearing attached to it that the community can weigh in on. And I think if this had gone to a public hearing, there would have been a lot of people interested in having a voice. And I don't know whether it would have been approved or not, but I think it is something the community ought to have a say on. So, and I think it would be appropriate for us to ask staff to start the process of making a zoning, of looking at making a zoning text change, that in the future, this class of activity, instead of going through a 90-day administrative permit, would go through a process of getting a special land use permit, which would go to the Zoning Board of Appeals. So they can start that if we ask them to start that process. I'd like to suggest that I think that's a better approach for future ones of these.
Okay. I have one question maybe for Jennifer or Brian on that. In the process right now, can't you apply for a SLUP? If it doesn't fit within the permit, can I apply for a SLUP without doing any code changes right now?
Not necessarily. As you read our zoning code, you have to be listed as a use allowed with a special land use permit in order to apply for that special land use permit. It's not an open-ended request for any use.
Okay. Yeah, I would be interested in again, we're going to open up a discussion on this. I'd like to ask staff to look at a potential code change for a SLUP in this particular case, but also on the permit process. You know, I've heard or referred to as loopholes that this gets through, but I also heard one of our public speakers, which, again, being far, far away up in the north, as I saw the pros and cons, you know, I thought about my congregation, which is here, and what we do. We have for-profit people coming in every year, one of our biggest events, selling things, and the church gets cut of it. I didn't quite see the difference in the farmer's market and what we do and what many other churches do. So I want to make sure that if we look at the permit side of it, if we're, you know, should that be changed? Is there a loophole or is it written? Any suggestions from staff if it needs to be buttoned up or if there's a hole that's being taken advantage of? On the flip side of it, again, just from our perception, I think we need to be careful for our congregations and synagogues and what they do, because I think we'd all be shocked at what all of these different places do across Dunwoody we're just not really aware of. So I would want to be careful and cognizant not to shut anything down. Yes.
Can I suggest we put this on the agenda for a work session?
You may.
Does that seem appropriate?
It does. Okay. So, we'll move on. Yes.
Daniel, I want to thank you for joining us, because let me just tell you, this was a big issue in the community. You know, it wasn't a nuclear bomb, but it became one. And the whole thing about it was that, you know, nobody was opposed to the farmer's market. They were opposed to where the farmer's market was located. And I think, you know, you put yourself in some of the people that were opposed in the shoes about, you know, if you live close to St. Patrick's Church and there's some great people there, you'd probably be, you know, like some of the emails I got, you know. I'm very concerned because I live here. But this makes it a win-win situation. And I think your suggestion, Ken, about looking down the road and coming up with some type of suggestions from staff of how we do this and where we do it in the future is very, very important and very apropos. The last thing, one question I would have to you, Danny, is do we have permission to do anything on this piece of property?
We have written permission. Yeah, except us.
Do we have permission to do any cleanup or chance?
Yes, we do.
We do. That's in there?
Okay.
The last thing I think on this situation is where all this came about, you know, the first reading of the public hearing was that there was a change, and I talked about this, a change, proposed change in the ordinance. That is still hanging out there. You know, I think we need to take some type of action
either to vote that down or vote that in, but not leave it hanging there for, the citizens here to say, well, what happened to that? What did you all do on that? Why didn't you complete that action? So I think there needs to be some type of a completion of that action that the proposed change to the amendment. In other words, I'll be very honest with you, I'm opposed to that change, but I think should come before the council, and it should be either voted yea or voted nay. And then that's it for that. That action has been concluded, it's done. We can move on with whatever staff comes up with and come up with future suggestions, as Robert put in the work session, and we can work that out. But I think we should not leave this issue hanging, because it has come through all the way up through the community council to the planning commission, and it's now sitting here in front of us. And we should take some type of action on that.
I'd just like to make a comment. Finding an alternative location has, I hope not disrespectful to St. Patrick's, because our churches have served an important part of our community here. We have recreation that takes place on church properties, and we need to make sure that we treat our churches with the respect that they certainly have gained over the past 35 years that I've been in this community. And that it was better overall to do this. The other thing is that the farmers have agreed to take any excess materials that they have left over, any excess produce, and continue to donate that to the St. Patrick's folks for their mission purposes. So they kind of get benefit from this from the farmers as the farmers have been there.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. Yes. I just wanted to make one more comment. I know from the south side of District 2, excuse me, I have driven that portion of North Peachtree between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning, and the traffic does not move because of the two elementary schools. All the parents, thank you for not adding more cars, and I know the students will be safer too getting to school. So I think this is a terrific solution.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to move on to another discussion on it. No, there's nothing on the agenda. All right, and I'll clarify to you before we move on real quickly why I did not put on the agenda, and it's not working successfully yet, but I'll get there. But efficiency reasons to try to get us, to dig. And I understand exactly what Councilman Short will say, that it's closure on it. But say I didn't want to sprout out something that we're not going to vote on. I'm not going to put on the agenda. So yes,
there is a provision in the charter that if the second read doesn't occur within 60 days of the first read, it automatically dies. So there is some closure within the charter as well.
Okay, good to know. All right, so new business. We have approval of surplus equipment items.